For such a gentle-seeming month, April is a tornado mix of spring fever, odd weather patterns, crack down and study before that final exam, and great horror, tax time in the United States. It often speaks of little else but opportunity for stress and tension. This is your host, L.S. King, hoping to bring a little relief to you. Though there's not much I can do about the weather, I can provide a little relaxation for a few moments. On Being Trans 10, we're going to talk taxes and ways of dealing with the stress that comes with such an annual filing, examine the world of test-taking and study habits, enjoy a guided meditation for general relaxation, a spring theme perhaps, getting rid of stress. And then we'll discuss our latest download, a guide for self-hypnosis. April 15th comes but once a year. Thank goodness I can hear the chorus of amening. For those listening who are not in the States and are unaware of the phenomenon of chaos that happens here on April 15th, it's the day when the previous year's income taxes are due. For several years, I used to enjoy the late evening run to the post office on this particular day. Up to the 11th hour, lines are long, but in some places there's a real sense of camaraderie and celebration as you put your envelope in the post box, breathe the sigh of relief, and decide not to worry about it for another year. Ah, if it were only so easy. And it's not that easy. But there are ways to help keep your stress levels down during tax time. There are ways to help you relax, which will provide a clearer mindset to handle all the various questions involved with filling out tax forms. Hypnosis is a wonderful way to get you started on the road to less stressful taxes. One of the most direct ways is it will help you with handling stress in more positive ways, especially if taxes make your blood pressure soar or panic attacks set in. Another way would be to change your organizational habits. Perhaps this might be more of an issue for next year, but it ultimately means there'll be less work getting ready for the handing in of your tax forms. And another thought might be to work on your acceptance of the outcomes or the relief of panic attacks. Listening to our Be in Trance 6 may provide some help in changing your habits already, as well as our Change download or CD. Now, another stressful event that may be up and coming, no matter when you listen to this, is the concept of exam taking. Finals are on the agenda in May for a lot of students, so in Trance would like to offer a little relief for those facing such challenges. Though you still have to study, hypnosis can help you relax and deal with the stress, help you change your study habits into more productive ones, help you retain more information, and make recall easier. It can also help with your mindset and acceptance of the exams. We as humans tend to make things worse for ourselves when it comes to any stressful situation, taxes, exams, life in general. Often, whatever we worry about or are bothered by obscures total rationality, and we see a warped version of how things could be. During those times, the inherent beauty around us, or the things going extremely well for us, or things we should be happy about, elude our spirit, and whatever we're working on becomes drudgery or extremely difficult. We dread the future in relation to stresses. Hypnosis helps reprogram and even reweave your personal neural net. By changing thought patterns and/or habits, you reprogram your subconscious mind to help you in positive ways with the changes you want to make. For now, at this moment in time, no matter what your stress or stress level is, we've come to the guided meditation portion of this podcast. Now is the time to get ready for a few moments of relaxation. Find a way to minimize distractions and make yourself as comfortable as possible. No matter what position you take, Make sure your arms and legs are uncrossed. With spring on the horizon for the states, this guided meditation's themes will be based around the concepts about spring. Once you're comfortable, take a deep breath and let it out. Take another deep breath and let it out. On the third deep breath, take a deep breath, count to three, and exhale. Continue to breathe deeply for a few breaths, and as you release your breath, release all your thoughts with the used up air. With every breath you take, think about the clean air you are inhaling. Each breath is an opportunity for a fresh beginning, a starting over. All the things you need to let go of, leave with the air you exhale. Breathe in fresh air and release the old, used air and your thoughts. Just let them go. Turn your thoughts to just letting go of all thought. It may help to breathe in, and while breathing out, actually say the words in your mind, let go. Let go. Take a moment to check your body. Are you holding in any tension anywhere? This time, after you inhale again, as you say to yourself, let go, relax the part of your body that is holding tension. It's okay to just let go of it. Give yourself permission to relax. Continue to scan your body for a few more moments and let go of any tension. Now, as you continue breathing deeply, with each breath, allow yourself to relax even more. No matter what or where your thoughts are, I want you to fill your mind with a relaxing color. Any color that makes you feel relaxed and comfortable will do. Just let it fill up your mind. It starts as a pinpoint of color and gradually grows and grows and grows, radiating out, getting larger and larger, obscuring all thoughts. All there is the color filling the space of your mind. Let it fill everything. Only the colors there, relaxing you farther. Take a moment and just enjoy the full color. We'll now bring in spring. With your color background, think about a flower blooming in the foreground. It can be any flower. See it in a bud stage. and slowly, so slowly, it opens, expanding its petals and exposing them into crystal clear sunshine. That's right, there is now sun. You know it's there because you see the flower, and the flower opened up to it. All around you, there is a spring landscape unfolding. See winter shedding itself of the cold and blooming into the spring sunlight. Somewhere in your landscape is a small body of water. It can be any type of waterway that you want. A stream, a brook, a pond, a lake, whatever stresses you the least. But waiting for you at the edge is a toy boat. This is your own toy boat, just for you. What is most special about your boat is that it is a vessel to take away something that stresses you. What is the first thing that comes to your mind that is currently stressing you in your everyday life? In just a moment, you're going to fill up your toy boat with this stress. Envision your stress in a way that it can be encapsulated into your boat. No matter what the stress is, the boat will not sink or capsize. The boat can hold any of your particular stress. Now go ahead and put your stress into the boat. Now I want you to release the boat into the waterway. A small breeze blows and begins to carry your boat away, farther and farther away from you. Your boat just carries the stress away. Just let it go. As you watch, the boat gets smaller and smaller as it sails away from you. It gets so small, it actually disappears and is gone. Take a moment and feel how wonderful it feels to be rid of this stress. In just a moment, I'll bring you back to your normal consciousness. You can leave your stress here, vanquished, gone. And when you go about your normal day, you will feel refreshed and relieved of your stress, better able to deal with the issues around the stress that you must deal with. I'll count to three, and on three, you will awaken. One, you're beginning to come back to consciousness. Two, begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Three, you're awake and feeling refreshed. Many of you listening in have been kind enough to send us feedback, and we've received many positive comments about the cast in general and that it does help. So we'd like to help you even more. During my normal sessions, I usually teach my clients how to do self-hypnosis. So we feel that those of you who feel that the Be in Trance podcast and guided meditations help you, you may be a prime candidate to learn self-hypnosis as well. It can really make a difference, and it can help with a variety of things in life that you want to change. Self-hypnosis utilizes auto-suggestion techniques, which help reprogram your subconscious thoughts into positive ones. It helps eliminate some of the negative programming that occurs just in general in life, and it helps you access your subconscious mind through concentration and relaxation. You will also learn how to create positive suggestions that your mind will accept. I have put together these techniques in a guide featuring three exercises to help you learn self-hypnosis. It incorporates the National Guild of Hypnotists standardized methodology. To get the full benefits, it takes about 3 weeks to learn the entire process, but positive thinking begins immediately. If you're interested, you can find it on our product page at www.ntranced.com/cd.html. It's in a downloadable PDF format, currently only in English, or you can order a hard copy of it. Both are $7.50. Well, that's our podcast for this month. No matter what stresses you, you must endure. We hope we've helped you to relax for a few moments, though. This has been L.S. King with Be Entranced, podcasting out of Tuckaway Cove, Tennessee.